I understand you're a real sports fan.
Well, then there's only one answer.
Turn on the radio. You'll never have to compromise again.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
Welcome back to Drive Time Sports, live from the Auto Farm Studios. Jordan Buscarini alongside Vinny Rondinelli. Football Tuesday here on the show. I'll tell you, Vinny, it's been a hectic 48 hours in the NFL, to say the least.
Football Tuesday has been, we should have had football every day, all day, the way it's going the last 2 days.
No question. Coming up, we do know the NFL draft will still take place, so that is one certainty that we have in the world of sports, when really right now we have anything but certainty. We know the NFL draft is taking place, and I am really excited to bring in our next guest. He spent 5 years at the college level, 4 with Oklahoma State, 1 with Nebraska, and now he'll enter the NFL draft. After getting some time in the Senior Bowl, had some impressive numbers at the NFL Combine, he is Darion Daniels. And Darion, first off, it is a pleasure to get you on the show today. I'm really looking forward to the conversation. I appreciate the time.
There's no problem at all. I appreciate the opportunity.
No, definitely. I love these types of stories because throughout this entire process, we have to continue to hear about the same 4 or 5 names, right? Who's going to go 1? Who's going to go 2? Who's going to go 3? But if the NFL draft has taught us anything as of late, it's that in order to build a Super Bowl championship contending team, you have to hit in the middle rounds. And Darion, that's kind of where you've been projected as of late, in those middle rounds. And so I'm curious, how's the process been for you? Someone that's as mature as you are, coming 5 years out of college and now going through this draft process, what has it been like for you?
It's been a relief, honestly, just being able to work on my craft. That's kind of what I've been, that's something I've been looking forward to for a long time. Being a student athlete, I'm always prioritizing football. I'm always prioritizing my grades over football, so I would often cut short, you know, little things I would like to do to get better at football, to work on my academics. So now with the academics aspect is out of the picture, I get to be 100% devoted to football, and it's actually like a dream come true. I can't think of a better way to spend my days, you know, working out and getting better.
You talk about being able to dedicate your life now to football, so I'm curious, how was that 1 year at Nebraska, and what's that process like for a grad transfer?
The transition was pretty easy. A lot of my master's classes were online, so I spent a significant amount of time just in the stadium, in the film room, watching film and doing homework at the same time.
Vinny and I are fascinated by coaches. We talk about coaches all the time, and there's 3 coaches that we can really get into. You got to play for Mike Gundy, obviously, at Oklahoma State, Scott Frost at Nebraska, and as far as the Senior Bowl is concerned, you got to spend time with Matt Patricia. Those are 3 really well-known names in the game of football.
So, could you repeat that?
You've worked with some 3 really well-known names in the game of football. If we're talking about your time at Oklahoma State with Gundy, if we're talking about your time at Nebraska with Scott Frost, or even in the Senior Bowl, you had a chance to be coached by Matt Patricia, correct?
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah.
So talk to me about those 3 coaches and how they have prepared you for where you're at today. I know that your time with Matt Patricia is a lot smaller, obviously, but playing in the college game with Gundy and Frost, what was that like?
I think one thing that they all have in common is that they expect you to be an adult. They expect you to understand the standards and to abide by it every single time. I know my short time was called Patricia at the Senior Bowl. I know one thing he did was that first day we had our meeting, he kind of just let us know what he expected from us. And he got it. There was nothing else about it. You know, he demanded it, and he got everything he wanted from us. And I kind of say the same thing with Coach Gundy and Coach Frost. They're very anal about things being right at all times. And I think that's just something that they kind of helped me going through this process and then going on to the next level, is just to always worry about the little details of things and try to perfect the little things to just be a better team and be a better player.
Darion, in preparing for this, being a grad transfer, did, you know, you talking to the advisory board on entering the draft, you know, before you transferred to Nebraska and after, did you get any different feedback? Did it help you? Did your grade significantly change? And going through this, do you see that talking to scouts and football guys in the pre-draft process here?
My last season at Oklahoma State, I went through a little slump because that had been my second year of injury. I knew if I wanted any shot of going to the next level, I would have to play one more year. As far as transferring to Nebraska, you know, I didn't even think of – my mind wasn't focused on the NFL when I transferred to Nebraska. I was just worried about trying to spend my last season, you know, with my brother. That was my whole goal in going to Nebraska, was to play with my younger brother. And just getting here, everything just will happen to work out in a way to where I ended up in the position that I'm in right now.
Vinny, I know you're a big combine guy, so if we go over these stats, these results, I should say, from Darion at the combine, he's 6'3", 311 pounds. We're talking about a defensive lineman here, okay? Runs a 5'1", 40, and he also has the largest wingspan for any defensive lineman in the combine. You love these numbers.
Oh, those are great numbers. They're faster than, hey, you're faster than both of us, and you're a lot bigger too. But the wingspan, that's got to be a big thing for a defensive lineman in leverage, getting underneath, getting your arms extended, and getting offensive linemen's hands off you. So when you're in the Senior Bowl with Matt Patricia and the Lions coaching staff, did they harp on that a lot, your wingspan and using your hands as a defensive lineman?
Oh yeah, Coach Bo, he got his point across of me using my length to my advantage. I know during that first day, he saw me during pass rush. He said I was looking a little too pretty. He said, I got long arms. I need to just extend and drive. He said, I'm a big guy. I'm powerful. He told me my main focus as far as pass rush needed to be power to speed. And it's something that I took back with me, and it's something I keep in my bag. But, yeah, it's just, I have long arms. I didn't notice how long it was until the combine, but it's something that I'm aware of now and I'm used to my advantage.
Again, our guest right now is Darion Daniels of Nebraska, who will be entering the NFL draft next month. I believe for certain he's going to hear his name called again as we take a look at some of these combine numbers that are just phenomenal. A 5'1", 40, the largest wingspan for a defensive lineman. But Darion, I think that your attributes, it goes well beyond just what you can do on the football field. As far as what you've accomplished off the field or in the locker room, I know that you were really praised at Oklahoma State for really being a leader, and those are qualities that you can't necessarily teach, right? So I guess my question is, where did you develop that type of likable personality where guys would look to you as a leader within the locker room?
It's something that I feel like I've always grown up, like my parents growing up would always say, be a leader and not a follower. And I didn't know, like throughout my whole childhood, I've always wanted to do things. I've always wanted to do the right thing, you know. And that's something that Coach Foster always says, there's the right thing and the wrong thing. Do the right thing, you know. It's in everybody. Everybody has that, you know, that common knowledge. So just like throughout football, I've always tried to do the right thing and then try to motivate my teammates to do the right thing. And like I said, my time at Oklahoma State, you know, Coach Gundy was very strict on us, perfecting the little things. And I know there is where I learned that mentality, just the little things, and doing my job and executing all the little things to where, you know, the big things become real easy. And it is kind of something that I carried over to Nebraska, you know, just detailing on the little things and then holding everybody accountable. And I think it's also just the way of how I pass it on. I want to be that guy as far as being disrespectful. I know how people take things in different ways, and I never want to be disrespectful to anybody when I'm correcting them or I'm holding them accountable. But I just feel like I hold everybody accountable to a point to where they can see the bigger picture and they're willing to do whatever it takes to help the team out.
Have you been talked to by NFL teams about your energy, the good energy that you bring into a building, and of course you being well liked at both Oklahoma State and Nebraska? Has that been brought up at all?
It's been brought up a few times. I know at the combine, I was asked, what did I do to earn the respect of my teammates so quickly? And it's like I said, you know, just trying to hold everybody accountable and trying to do it in a respectful manner to where, you know, it's not me yelling at somebody, but it's me motivating somebody.
Well, Darion, you've been through the combine and the Senior Bowl, and you've had formal meetings with NFL teams. You've got to get in front of coaches, scouts, and GMs. Now, with the ongoing situation we have, that everybody knows about, has your contact, I'm sure your face-to-face contact has gone down with coaches, scouts, you know, I know there's rescheduling of pro days and everything else. Are you still getting a lot of phone calls or video conferencing? Are you still in a lot of contact with the same scouts and coaches and GMs going in through this pre-draft process? I mean, we know we're going to have the draft. when, where, and how is still maybe up in the air a little bit, but the process has changed a little bit. But are you still getting to talk to the GMs and the coaches and the scouts, or getting, you know, not getting a visit anymore, but, you know, something?
Oh, well, actually, I had my pro day this past week, this past Thursday, and I spoke to a few coaches and a few scouts there. But since Thursday, I haven't talked to anybody as of lately.
Well, we're two L.A. homers here. You know, we're well known in our little community, me and Jordan here, as being L.A. guys. He's a Rams fan. I'm a Chargers fan. So if you would like to, I guess you don't have to, but did the Rams or Chargers, you know, drop a line for us? We've been talking to their GMs. They're not listening, but did we get any love from the L.A.? Did you get any love from the L.A. teams?
Yeah, actually, I had a nice conversation with one of the Rams scouts when they came down for the pro day.
Figured as much, right? Especially with Michael Brockers living in free agency. That's a seamless fit right there, right?
Yeah, we're LA guys, so we were hoping for, rooting for you to be in with Rams or Chargers.
Is the idea of playing alongside someone like Aaron Donald or maybe someone else in the NFL crossed your mind at all, Darian? Is there a particular player that you would like to suit up with or against?
Oh, you know what? There's not any player in particular, but just being lined up with somebody like Aaron Donald, you know, I just feel like it's an honor. You know, I'm a young guy, and I love to learn. You know, it's always something new to learn about not just playing D-line, but football and life in general. So just being able to be with somebody like that who has so much experience and so much success, it'd be an honor. I just want to, you know, learn as much as I can from that person.
What was the most common question that you have been asked during this process for an NFL team? Has there been a recurring question that you say, okay, I've answered this like 15 times? Does one keep popping up?
Yeah, it was the transfer question. You know, a lot of teams see that I was a starter for 2 years at Oklahoma State, and they were really curious as to what made me transfer from a starting spot in a successful Oklahoma State team to a young, struggling, you know, Nebraska team. And this is something I've always repeated, but it's like they want to hear from the horse's mouth for the real reason why I left.
As far as the injuries, has that been a concern at all? I mean, 2017, 2018, 2019, you have missed some time for injuries. Has that been a concern for scouts and for teams?
Oh, well, you know, when they asked about it, they asked how it's feeling now, and I told them I'm perfectly fine, so I don't think it should be an concern anymore.
Let me ask you this. If I'm an NFL scout, and I say, Darion, I take a look. I know that you're very energetic. I know you have a very effective spin counter, but at the same time, you lack the consistency to generate pocket pressure. What would you say to a scout that tells you something like that?
Well, I say tell them the film. I'm the way I am, I'm a very... what would you call it? I like to describe myself as a table, and I like all of my teammates to eat off of me. So if you turn on the film, you can see there's several positions where I put myself in to where I can free up my other teammates. Like I played alongside of the Davis twins, and there's been a frequent amount of times where we'll look at each other, put on a quick game, and I'll be the penetrator and I'll help them up so they can get them a sack or get them the pressure. And that's kind of what I do, you know, being a nose guard, you have to be selfless. And that's what I do. I'm a very selfless player, and I like to do whatever I can to help put the team in the best position to make plays. And if it calls for me, you know, making the play, or calls for another team to make a play, I'm just going to, you know, put ourselves in a position to where we can just get the play done.
Darion Daniels again in Nebraska getting set for the NFL draft. Darion, it was a pleasure to talk with you. I'm definitely very interested in your journey. Hopefully you'll hear your name called as early as possible come draft time. And again, I appreciate you taking out the time to spend 15 or so minutes with Vinny and I.
No problem at all. I appreciate you giving me the opportunity.
It's a fun conversation again with Darion Daniels, who will enter the NFL draft next month. We're going to break for just a moment. We do have more coming up. It's Football Tuesday here on Drive Time Sports, and it's been an extremely busy day, to say the least. More coming up when we return.